Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blackhawks start their final trip of the regular season with a stop in Colorado and one last tilt with an Avalanche team that was a major disappointment this season and who are now playing out the string. For the Blackhawks, this game is a perfect opportunity for a late season tune-up with the playoffs dead ahead. And oh, by the way, a win tonight and they set a franchise record for road wins in a season. The drop of the puck, Comfort's going to take the draw against Jonathan Toews and wins it, but the Hawks get control at center ice. Leads the rush to center ice over the Avalanche blue line. Sends it away along the right board to Patrick Kane, but it was over his stick, and it's sent down ice by Nieto. Here's Landeskog down the left wing of the Hawk. Natty got a shot away, but Darling sprawled in the crease and knocked it wide. Hanging over the Avalanche line left wing. To Seabrook along the right board, spins it down behind the net to Kane. Oshime reaching and knocked it away, and then Toews took it back to Kane, to Panarin, left circle. Shoots, he scores! Artemi Panarin with the Hawks' fourth shot of the game on the power play. Beats Pickard on the blocker side, and the Blackhawks score, make it 1-0 with a power play goal. Kennett into the Hawk zone to the right circle. Winds a shot past the left post. Slides around. Here's Hartman over the Av line right wing. Moves it now beside the net. Hartman got it back in front. Shoots and scores! It was Marcus Kruger setting up Hartman beside the net. He rolled in on Pickard and fired a backhand that found the back of the net. Hawks have struck twice inside the first 5 minutes of the second period and lead 2-0. Here's Kruger breaking in on goal. Shoots, he scores! A breakaway goal for Marcus Kruger. Set up with a pinpoint pass that originated from the Hawk zone from Marian Hossa. And the Blackhawks now extend their lead to 3-0. Actually, Rosimo on the pass, but it doesn't matter. Kruger did the rest. And he beats Pickard on the glove side. Aaron along the left board, gave it a Seabrook high slot, bounces off his stick, the pass was a little bit awry. Nieto shorthanded over the Hawk line to Duchesne, he shoots and scores! Matt Duchesne took a pass at the top of the right circle and snapped it past Darling. It's a shorthanded goal, and the Avs will get one back. 3-1 is the score. Back in behind the Hawk net to the near corner to Campbell. He'll carry back in behind and out the right wing side to center ice. Drops it back in the Hawk zone. Too casual. Landeskog's got it. Moves down the left wing. Fires. Big save by Darling. Landeskog now from behind the net. Came out with a wraparound and scores. The Hawks have given up two shorthanded goals in this period. The first to Duchesne. And this last one to Gabriel Landeskog. So 3-2 is the score. The Hawks remain on the power play. Loose puck taken in the near corner by Rosimo. Clears it up the right side, not out. Barbario for the baseball swing. Whacks it to the left corner. Duchesne put it in front. Gregorenko shoots and scores. Mikhail Gregorenko stuck his stick in front of the net into the passing lane and redirected that one past Scott Darling. And with 14-14 left in the third, we're tied at 3. Near corner, Eric Johnson. And Hossa nearly stripped it away there. Johnson turns and carries behind the Av net out the left wing side. Takes a whack from Hossa. Johnson through center ice on the Hawk line. Down the left wing, angling to the net. Shoots and scores! Colorado Avalanche win in overtime. They erased a 3-0 deficit to the Blackhawks. A pair of shorthanded goals. A game-tying goal by Mikhail Grigorenko early in the third period. And then the game winner from Eric Johnson in overtime. Colorado wins it 4-3.